Ellen DeGeneres, the disgraced daytime TV queen, has been unmasked as the living bridge between Jeffrey Epstein's elite network and Hollywood's satanic occult core. She didn't just visit the island. She dragged Epstein's inner circle into the abyss, initiating them into the ritual consumption of human flesh as an ancient blood-drenched sacrament. Fresh, unredacted 2026 Epstein file dumps deliver the gut punch confirmation. Ellen ate her ex-partner Anne Heche piece by cursed piece after the actress was eliminated in that blatantly suspicious car crash while she was closing in on the Hollywood child trafficking pipelines. Investigators now confirm that after the accident, Ellen pulled strings to claim Anne's body, locked it in her mansion freezer like unholy relics, and consumed her former lover in slow, deliberate occult ceremonies over the years. This is not some twisted modern fetish. This is primordial evil, clawing its way back, hidden behind red carpets, charity galas, and morning show smiles. We're teetering on the edge of the abyss. One more silence, one more cover-up, and this ancient evil devours everything. Our world, our children, our future. Don't move. This is our final warning. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Jeffrey Epstein's Hollywood elite circle has been exposed as outright cannibals. Not fringe rumors anymore. Hard evidence is surfacing from the 2026 Epstein file dumps. Millions of DOJ pages packed with jerky as code for human flesh, baby parts in freezers, yacht dismemberment rituals, and eyewitness accounts of Elise eating infant remains like it's a sacrament. Here is Epstein and Woody Allen, casually chatting about devouring children's hearts and crunching bones like it's dinner talk. Hollywood's elite menu gets darker with every file drop. And for those willing to dig, it's all laid out in black and white. The smiling face repeatedly tied to it all? Ellen DeGeneres. The warm, relatable host who greeted millions every day while orchestrating Hollywood's darkest supply chain for the elites who've been hiding their vice in plain sight for years.
Yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. It is used for a reason and it is controlled, where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it.
Babies. Ooh, I love babies.
Oh yeah,
they love on these. It's crazy. I mean, I do too though, because I have an iron deficiency, so it shit tastes good. Like, you guys like the taste of blood? Do you? Does anyone here like the taste of blood? Because I like it.
I eat children. How old are you?
12.
Oh, okay. Only to 10.
That's good. Yes.
That's good. Children and pineapple.
No one can seem to agree on anything anymore except for two things.
Pizza. And us.
And us.
My name is Roy, and for the most evil invention in the world contest, I invented a job robot.
Epstein file investigators name Ellen as the bridge linking Epstein's island network to LA's trafficking networks, blood drinking ceremonies, and cannibal feasts. And one person who was determined to expose the truth for years was Ellen's ex, Anne Heche. Before she was executed on live television, she found the links between fame, power, and the ancient dynasties who still pull the strings from the shadows. When she drew too close to the truth, they silenced her permanently.
Ambulance, that's some sort of sign, but yes. So basically the activity that we were looking for, that anxious or that quick moving that was going on the other side of the vehicle.
Oh my gosh,
he's completely alive.
Anne Heche was investigating a cabal of power brokers who used fame, money, and children's lives as currency. At the centre of her investigation was her former partner Ellen DeGeneres, the talk show queen with a $1 billion brand and a smile that hid a monster.
This is what I say. Goodbye. Watch out. You're fucked.
Anne had the evidence. She confronted Ellen. And months later, she was gone.
While out and about in Santa Barbara, the former daytime talk show host gave a brief comment on the actress, whom she dated from 1997 to 2000.
Have you spoken to Anne Heche at all since her accident?
I have not.
Do you want to...
We're not in touch with each other, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's quite a dangerous accident that happened, wasn't it?
Sure was.
What Anne uncovered was never just about Hollywood. It was bigger, much bigger. and she had help from a number of Hollywood stars, including, we now have permission to reveal, Elijah Wood.
The former child star alleges that pedophilia has been a real issue in Hollywood. He tells the publication, quote, "There are a lot of vipers in this industry, people who only have their own interests in mind. What bums me about these situations is that the victims can't speak as loudly as the people in power. That's the tragedy of attempting to reveal what is happening to innocent people. They can be squashed, but their lives have been irreparably damaged." The 35-year-old adds, "If you're innocent, you have very little knowledge of the world and you want to succeed. People with parasitic interests will see you as their prey.
I can get a good career doing this. You know, it's going to be good."
Anne had another whistleblower in her corner, a former Hollywood child star who'd been deep in the machine since childhood. He wasn't guessing. He'd been to the parties, the locked door after hours, seen the rituals and deals that keep the glamour running on pure darkness. He gave Anne a deposition so raw, it could have scorched her Lake Arrowhead cabin walls. Names you know, Oscar winners, A-listers, icons, all tangled in an evil that's been shielded for decades. Now he's going on record. He's about to unload the full unfiltered horror of what Anne endured at Ellen's hands. The blood rituals, the hidden restaurants, the surgical gifts, the freezer. The complete menu that turned love into consumption. Straight from somebody who lived it. Hollywood's darkest open secret. We're going in deep, right after this quick word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's stuff.
Yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code PeoplesVoice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Anne H. knew the risks all too well. She understood that exposing the full truth about Hollywood, the depraved practices of its most powerful figures, would ruin her. They'd paint her as unstable, desperate, and if she kept talking, they'd whack her. But now, in 2026, people are finally ready to hear the truth, or at least starting to be. The Epstein files have turned the whispers into conversations that can no longer be suppressed. And Anne's documentary, Children of the Machine, is still coming. Her former colleague, the former child star who worked alongside her, digging into the same darkness, is part of the underground team keeping the project alive. They're finishing it. They're getting it out. Anne didn't endure what she did and die in that crash for nothing. What you're about to hear from him is brutal. It's raw, it's deeply disturbing, and it's not for the faint of heart. This is part of her story she carried alone for too long. If you can stomach it, listen. And believe the darkest truths are the ones that finally set people free.
She ate her. Ellen straight up ate Anne Heche. Piece by fucking piece. Over years, like it was nothing. That's the sick love story behind the perfect couple everyone cheered for back in the 90s. Look, I'm not here doing some dramatic speech. I'm just a guy who used to be that kid on TV, the one from those cheesy family shows back in the day, smiling through whatever bullshit was going on behind the scenes. I got out, mostly, but I never really left. Not when Anne needed someone who understood the machine. We were working together on this documentary, Children of the Machine, and it was her baby. Exposing the child trafficking, the abuse rings, how the big names protect their own. I was helping, digging with her, putting pieces together. After she died in that crash, the one the whole world watched explode on screen, we didn't stop. The team's still underground, finishing it, making sure it drops no matter what. She didn't go through hell for nothing. We'll get it out there. But man, what really fucks me up, what keeps me awake shaking, is what happened to her before they took her out. That crash wasn't random. It was a hit to shut her up. And the poison started way before, in her relationship with Ellen. They were the it couple, the lesbian power duo on every cover. Looked perfect, wasn't. Ellen pulled her into the dark shit, the real Hollywood underbelly. Cannibalism. I'm not kidding. Ellen was obsessed, talking about it like it was normal, like the ultimate high. It's how we connect, she'd say. You give a part of yourself, I take it in. She started small, biting Anne's lip at first, leaving her bruised and bloody. But it made Anne feel wanted, and she insisted to friends it was romantic. Then Ellen started pushing Anne to let her drink her blood. Ritual purposes only, she said. But it became uncomfortable for Anne when she started passing out because she'd lost too much blood. Oh God, then Ellen was demanding to cut off bits of Anne's body. Nothing vital, she'd promise. Skin, maybe a finger chunk. In their bed, blood everywhere. Ellen acting like it was the most intimate thing ever. Anne told me about it one night, crying so hard she could barely get the words out. She'd clean the cuts with her tongue. Tell me I tasted like forever. I felt like I was being erased. Then it ramped up. Ellen took her to this hidden spot, some exclusive place where the elite get served human meat like it's sushi. Everyone's in on it, she'd whisper. Producers, actors, they do it to stay sharp. Stay in the circle. Anne tried to push back, wanted to know where the meat came from, but Ellen wore her down, made it sound like she was the weird one for saying no. The kidney, Jesus. Ellen talked her into surgery. Remove one, you can live without it, right? Then she ate it, in some creepy ritual at home. Anne said she just sat there numb while Ellen went at it, raw, moaning like a savage. Now you're part of me, Ellen told her. Anne threw up for days after. That's when she snapped. She couldn't do the crazy anymore. The bloodlust, the endless hunger. They broke up and shit hit the fan. Hard fights, threats, all of it. But even death didn't stop Ellen. Word in the industry? Whispers everyone hears, but nobody says out loud. Ellen got Anne's body after the crash. Pulled strings, paid people off, whatever it takes. Had her frozen in that big house, carved up slow, ate her over years. Revenge, obsession, who the hell knows? Just eating her ex like takeout. And she didn't keep it to herself. Those dumplings she makes, the ones she hands out at parties, or used to give to fans on the show. Here, try my special recipe. Yeah, bits of Anne in there. People eating, laughing, thanking her. No clue they're chewing on a dead woman. It's an open secret. People in the know just look away, because that's how it works here. Complicit or scared silent. I'm done staying quiet. This hurts like hell to say, but Anne deserves the truth out. The trafficking, the rituals, it's all tied together. Children of the Machine is going to rip it open. Stay tuned.
Children of the Machine is coming soon, very soon. This is the documentary that cost Anne her life. The one exposing the child trafficking networks, ritual abuses, and elite corruption rotting Hollywood from the inside. Major revelations are on the way. Names, evidence, connections the powerful never wanted public. The underground team has kept it alive piece by piece, and they're finalizing it with us now. No more delays, no more silencing. Subscribe to my X account for first access, exclusive updates, release date drops, and early clips as soon as they drop. Don't miss it. the truth is breaking free. Follow it when the machine starts cracking. But make your move now, because everything we're dropping here is the kind of material that gets hard drives wiped, servers torched, and people suicided before breakfast. If you're doing your own research and digging into dangerous topics online, you need to be protected. And if you think your VPN will protect you, forget it. Proton? It's literally funded by the WEF and the EU. Let that sink in. ExpressVPN, Nord, Surfshark, they all keep logs. They all cave to warrants. They're all headquartered in 5914 ICE countries that will hand your IP over faster than you can blink. You need something that can't betray you. That's VP.net, the world's first trustless VPN. No central servers they can raid, no logs they can seize, because there's nothing to seize. It runs on blockchain nodes spread across thousands of independent operators. Even if the entire US or Israeli government demands your data, there's no one to hand it over to. It's mathematically impossible to de-anonymize you. Take cover before you dig any deeper. vp.net/TPV. That's all it takes to keep your searches, your passwords, your fingerprints, your downloads, and your late-night rabbit holes completely private. No logs, no backdoors, no subpoenas that ever get answered. vp.net/TPV. One click and you're gone. Smart people are already there. See you on the other side.